Welcome to My Aspie and Me podcast, where we are your hosts. My name is Cam. I am Aspie.
And I am Freddie, and my mom. Hi, and welcome.
Welcome to our first ever podcast.
Not difficult at all, this.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It isn't dark. It isn't dark at all. It is light.
There is light. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Oh.
Exactly.
Nice segue.
I know. Now, what is our slogan, showing the light at the end of the tunnel? Because I have autism, I have Asperger's syndrome, and we were at a very, very dark place many moons ago.
We certainly were.
And finally, we're at the light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. We can see the light, and we are much better where we are. We're now, what would you say, like, we're now all calm, chill.
We're very chill. We're very chill now.
We take a lot of chill pills, don't we?
We have them in bulk buy.
Yes, we do. So this podcast is going to be about families and struggles with Asperger's before and after the diagnosis. So it's going to be, well, it's basically our struggle with before and after.
Yeah, because everybody's different. There is no two people the same anyway, and nobody had the same experiences.
No, there's not.
But, you know, we do have to go through a lot of experiences, and we hope that you guys out there will relate to some of it. And we're not going to do all the technical jargon. We're not going to go through sort of various questionnaires and things. We're not experts.
No, the only thing that we're going to be referring off is a huge summary of my medical history, basically. So that's all we'll be referencing from, and that's only to help us to get some information so we can help share our stories with you.
But we would like to make this funny as well, because it's not all bad.
We've had bad times, but we are now in the good times, and I'd say, last 2-3 years, 4 years?
I'd say the last 2 years since we moved into our final
home. It's been all sorted. So why are we doing this? Why are we starting up this podcast?
Because we're bored.
Not only that, it's because of lockdown as well. No. It's because we want to share our experiences, and we want to help other families who are sort of don't know what's going on, if they think their child is autistic or anything, and we can help show some signs even, then we're not medical professionals.
No,
we have to declare that. We are not medical professionals. We have no medical training in this. We aren't doing anything like this. We aren't giving out diagnosis to anyone. We are just simply here to show our struggles and our journey,
and how we got the diagnosis in the end, and the struggle it was to get that.
Yeah.
But more importantly for me, I think, as when I was going through it, I was a single parent by then. There's a story behind that. But
that'll be in another episode, so stay tuned.
But as a single parent, I was told that I was a bad parent. I wasn't disciplining. I was sent to parenting classes, family support classes. I was doing everything wrong. But I had already raised one child. I'd got my daughter, your sister, Brittany, who is 3 years older, and she was fine. We disciplined her. I did everything I had supposed to do. You know, not superhuman, not perfect, just a human being, made mistakes. But to be told by schools, doctors, my own family, your father, everyone was telling me I was a bad parent. And I believed And I so believed that I was the only one doing this, and I was doing something so badly wrong. When we finally got the diagnosis, I have to admit, and I'm sure most of you feel the same, it doesn't change anything, but it validates you. You're still on the same journey. You've still got a long way to go, but you feel like, yes, I am doing everything I can, and it's not my fault. And that is the most important thing. Do not blame yourself, parents. Please do not. Yes, Cameron is 21 now, who's diagnosed age 12. And even then, people just didn't recognize it. Teachers, doctors, it just wasn't seen, because there were stereotypical ideals of what Asperger's is.
Yes.
And because Cameron didn't fit those, it was not. you know, they were convinced, no. But it took...
quite a lot of time, But there is a spectrum. So imagine you have a 0 to 30 centimetre ruler in front of you, where 0 is a non-high-functioning autism and 30 is a high-functioning. A high-functioning person with autism is me, who can make eye contact, who can talk to people, but I still do have some struggles. For quite a while, I didn't know how to, I took things quite seriously. So if someone told me, go run 3 laps and make 5-star jumps, I'll question why and then do it.
Yeah.
I'll ask, okay, so how far, how much of a distance, how many feet, how many steps in between of each lap do you want? How many, you know, I'll be asking how many star jumps, how high you want me to go off the ground, and then do it.
Yeah.
It's like with this one, I think she's a comedian, and who's also Asperger's. She was talking about her experience in school. It's like she had a question about a box and thinking outside the box. And she was like, well, what's inside the box? Like, can we do this? Can we do that? Can we build a house with it? So it's like always asking questions. We want to know exactly what we're trying to do. And that's, you know, with any sort of spectrum, really, with any sort of not high functioning, where it is quite easily detectable that you can, it's very noticeable, whereas high functioning, it's not that clear to some people.
But what I'd like to point out on that, and the mistake a lot of people make, is if you're high functioning, then you've only got it mildly.
Yes.
No, high functioning is the ability to mask better. Now, if you've got kids who are great at school, they do all right at school, but come home and completely, it's like tantrums. We call them meltdowns. That's because they have been suppressing every frustration, every insecurity, the stress, the anxiety. They've been pushing that down, and then they let it go at your safe place, which is home. And that's what home should be. It should be a place of security, a place of love, of acceptance. What upset me was that Cameron didn't mask well at school, but... he was better behaved at home, actually, than he was at school. And this is because being a single parent, having an older daughter, it was one-to-one. So everything we did was one-to-one.
Yeah.
Which can be to the detriment of the other child, of the children, if they are non-autistic or neurotypical. So that's a technical term, but pick that up on the way.
Yeah.
And they tend to get sort of pushed to one side because you have to focus one-to-one on that child. And you've got... if you're calm and secure, that's the place. And I forgot the point I was coming to. No, school used to accept, that's it. School would wait after school to tell me what Cameron had done that day. And then I would be expected to punish him as well at home, which I thought was really unfair. So we did spend a lot of time fighting schools. I became a warrior mom. Yeah. Didn't know what was wrong, but I knew that it's not my child, but I had to take on that mantle of warrior mom, which I don't really like that term, but it is. It's, and sadly, it is still a battle. It really is a battle just to get recognised as anything but a badly behaved child.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to get that stereotypical thing to just, you know, it's very hard once you've got that label.
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very hard to get rid of, because everybody then knows you as bad. He's bad. And wasn't that case?
No. Well, I mean, sorry, yes.
Well, it was.
No, it was the case that you got a label. I mean, I go to your first school. I was with your dad still when we were a family. He was in the army, which is great. Yeah, let's keep moving around. Let's make changes for an Aspie kid. Oh,
an army family.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But your first school was in Chester. And I remember standing outside the door and waiting for you to come out, and usually towards the end, because they had to tell me something. And a kid in your class walked past me and went, oh, that's Naughty Cam's mom. And that's how they labelled him, Naughty Cam, straight away. Mind you, you got revenge on that school, didn't you? Oh, there's some great stories from that school. There's a the time that you turned off every radiator.
Revenge.
Do you remember
Stay
that?
Back. Not all of it, but I can only remember the stories that you tell. Because, okay, I, you know, some Asperger's have great, great memory. Whereas I have, it's very bad. It's short-term memory. So, you know, I do remember some weird occasion memories. Like, oh, this and this. And, oh, do you remember this and this when we were there, this and this and we were there? Like, it's very weird memories. Very selective. Just like a normal bloke's.
Yeah.
Neurotypical bloke.
Yeah.
Selective memory and selective hearing. What? Did you say something then?
No, I didn't for a change. Oh. But yes, you. And there was another time I got called in because you had locked everybody outside the building.
Like I say, revenge.
Payback. I was more concerned with, well, how was he able to do that? But they never elaborated, but that's teachers. Well, it was Chester. So if anyone's from Chester, I apologise, but it wasn't a great experience for us. No. Luckily, I've got short-term memory. Nothing wrong with me, but I've got memory loss too. So much has happened over the years. So there's no particular order in which I remember things, but, you know.
No, we're just going to, you know, with each episode that comes along, we're going to try and stick onto a certain topic. Like, today's is an introduction.
It is.
Obviously.
Let you know who we are.
You know, I'm Cam, I'm 23, I'm a photographer.
You're not 23.
Why did I say 23? I'm 21.
He's 21, folks. There we go, short-term memory problems.
I'm not 23, I'm 21.
Wishing his life away.
Yeah.
But I think it's, while we'd like to stick to topics, you know, we are going to deviate. We're meandering through these podcasts. It's not going to be scripted.
No, we're trying to keep this as real as possible. The only thing that's part scripted is literally bullet points.
Yeah.
Is so we can sort of go off what we want to say and how we want to say it. But just hopefully you'll enjoy listening to us, and hopefully we'll enjoy you listening to us as well. So, you know, we'll have a Facebook page, Instagram page. We'll even have a Buy Me a Coffee. So if you wanted to, you know, donate like a coffee or something, if you wanted to buy us a coffee, then you can donate as little as like
or a bottle
pound.
Of wine for me, please.
Yeah, or some Jack Daniels for me. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, we deserve it. No, but no. I mean, really, I think we should start on this episode right at the beginning.
Oh yeah, we're going from beginning before diagnosis all the way through to diagnosis and after. So if we can help anybody, if anybody's got any questions or anything, then email us down below. The email is in the description, because we haven't got that set up just at this moment, so I can't actually tell you what the email is. But we're going to have a Facebook, Instagram, Buy Me a Coffee. So if you want to buy us a coffee or buy us a drink, it's going to be as little as £1. And that is all that money is going to go towards is helping us get this podcast, get a bit more better equipment. So
yeah, we're not great equipment at the moment, but no. You know, and you know, maybe we can take pictures or whatever and put on our Facebook page when we do.
Yeah, you know, when we'll try and do some like behind the scenes as well, so you're not just going to be donating just £1 or £2 to us or however much you want. If you want to donate more than that, that's great. Just make sure you tell us who you are so we can thank you. Or if you want to make it anonymous, that's absolutely fine. If you want to make it anonymous, that's absolutely fine.
We don't mind anonymous. We're not threatened by it.
Anonymous, we love you.
You had so many little quirks, as we called them then. I've got another good story for you.
We'll have to save that until next episode, I'm afraid, because we're unfortunately out of time.
Oh, there we go. It's a great story too. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Please let people know about this. You know anyone who's struggling.
Or if you think that you've got a friend or a parent who's also that hasn't got a diagnosis, but you may think, you know, please share them with this and we will try and help. So email through us if you want to email any stories, any funny stories. We won't tell you any details about your name or anything to keep it all nice and anonymous.
But we are going in the future, hopefully this carries on. We're going to do interviews with
family
and friends of ours so that you can get another perspective and how it affected them watching us going through this. So, yes, email. Please let us know if you enjoy it, what you'd like us to talk about, if you'd like us to shut up, anything, please email us.
Again, if you want to buy us a coffee, then go to an email, go to our Facebook page, and check out our Instagram page. Stay safe.
Stay sane.
Stay awesome. Stay sane. And we'll see you in the next
time.